Hey guys, welcome to week 5 of the Netball Addict Workout. This is your coach Sarah Wall and we're doing a 15 minute workout today that is game training specific, where you have a ball in your hand and you're working your footwork and your recovery and your speed. And today we're going to do a leg burn challenge. We're going to be working for a minute on each exercise. We're going to be doing 30 second sprint block. We're going to be doing a 30 second recovery skill block. All you need today is a netball, a wall, and if you're doing it with a partner, this is a perfect way to get fit together. Now, if these, exercises are a bit confusing and I'm not explaining them properly or as best that you can understand through this podcast, head to the NetFit Netball app. We have videos that explain each of these sessions. So we're going to start with a ball up against the wall, probably need to be about a meter away. I'm going to start for our first minute now, and all we're doing is working on forward, backwards jog. So you're flicking the ball on the wall, you're going forward, backwards, let's go. So when we're here for a minute, it's just about dropping your shoulders, getting your footwork, making sure the ball is flicking off the tips of your fingers into a chest pass. Make sure that when you are doing this, how you release the ball up against the wall is nice and quick, so it bounces back to you really quickly. We have 40 more seconds here. Let's go, enjoy the tunes. Great job, halfway, forward, backward, quick feet. Imagine you were going over a line, so you're backward, forward, great work. Making sure that you're keeping your eyes up, keeping that fingertips flicking the ball off really, really quickly. Making sure your posture's up nice and tall, so I always call shoulders back or keep your shoulders down. Three, two, one, popping the ball down. What you will do for this 30 seconds is a box sprint. So you just go forward, two steps, sprint forward, sidestep, two steps backwards, and two steps back to the start. So you do a box formation. You have 15 more seconds here. So it's up, side, back, side, and repeat. Let's go forward, side, back, side, repeat. Great job. 5 more seconds, and then we're going into our active recovery. Great job. 3, 2, and 1. All right, picking up the ball, standing on one leg, and all I want you to do is one hand ball flick backs. So I want you to just spend a couple of passes on one leg, swap it over to the other side, and do a couple on the other side. So this is where I guess you can get a really good deep breath, but I want you to have a bit of ball control while you are recovering. We're going into our next one in 10 seconds, and that is a side step. So that's another step, super simple, so it's not a drive. In 3, 2, 1, so you're holding the ball, facing the wall, you're gonna step to the side, pass. Step back, pass. Okay, so it's just the side steps, or you could look at it like a bound. Okay, let's go. Great job, guys. Making sure you get a bit of a knee bend there, taking the load through your glutes. You can do this as quick as you like, or nice and slow and controlled as you like. But this is really about making sure you get that outside foot balance. Halfway there. Great job. 10 seconds to go here. Then we are going into our box sprint. This is where I really want you to get your heart rate up. Finish nice and controlled and nice and strong. 3, 2, 1, pop the ball down, get yourself ready to sprint. 3, 2, 1, sprinting forward two steps, side step two steps, back step two steps, and side. So that's that box formation, way you go. I want you to push now, I want this to be as quick as your feet can go. Change direction so you can go the other way. Just freestyle it. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. This is your active recovery, picking up the ball, standing on one foot and flicking the ball up against the wall. Change legs, change arms, you mix it up. I actually do this when we finish a drill. When I'm coaching, I often say, no one's ever finished, or when the last person's finished their drill that I've instructed, make sure you pick up the ball and you can flip the ball back and forth to your partner like this. This is just a great way to keep everyone thinking, not just standing around or sitting on a ball. Okay, ending in 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, going back to the wall. You've got a ball in your hand now. You're going for a sort of a higher chest pass and you're going for high knees. Let's go. Really funny feeling this one. When I wrote this session, I was like, yeah, this will be good. And when I'm doing it, I'm like, whoa. Okay, it's a great one. You've got to keep your balance, making sure you get your knees as high as you can. But also that ball coming back at different paces or different angles is a bit of a challenge. And I really like it. So keep going. You are halfway there. Great job, guys. Really keep that intensity for this last 20 seconds. I want you to get your knees as high as you can. Make that ball be the secondary thought. Your knees are important and the ball just can flick back. Keep pushing now. 10, 9, 8. Quick as you can. I'm really trying to push you on this one. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. Okay, we are going into our box sprint. You guys know the drill by now. 2 feet up, 2 feet side, 2 feet back, 2 feet side, and repeat, making sure you mix it up both sides. Great job. 10 seconds down. All right, again, this is as hard as you make it. Some people are like, oh, that week was easier than this week. I find any week is going to be hard if you go 100% at a 30-second sprint, and that's what you're doing right now. Finishing in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Picking up that ball, heading back to the wall, standing on 1 foot, flicking the ball back with single arm. Great job, guys. Great work. We are going into our next movement. It is a backwards lunge in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, where you're standing now, I just want you to stand upright, drop your back leg backwards down into a backward lunge. I want you to think to stand as upright as possible. I always say, imagine a pole is going through the tip of your head all the way through your body. So when you go back down for your lunge, your knee needs to be almost hitting the ground. You need to be in a straight line. Great job, guys. Keep going. Control this movement. It's not how quick you go, it's how low and controlled, and power up. 10 more seconds here. Make them quality, getting ready for your box sprints. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, popping the ball down straight into your sprints. 30 seconds of hardest work you've got in you. Let's go. Falling one by one. Every false star. I was so numb. I almost didn't see it come. Awesome work, 10 more seconds. When the walls around me were caving in. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great job. Awesome. Picking that ball up and heading back to the wall for your recovery. Now, if you really did 100% on those sprints now, you will be sucking the air in. Just make sure you're nice and controlled. And this is where the skill consolidation happens. When you are under fatigue, you've got to control the ball back with one hand and you're on one leg. It's just a perfect way to build that skill base. Great job, guys. 5, 4, 3, 2, and we're going into our next exercise for a minute. It is a lateral drive. So you're turning your hips and shoulders, passing the ball one side, running your feet onto the ball and running back. Different to our sidestep because you're doing a step, whereas this is a run on, turning your hips and shoulders, putting the ball out on extension if you wish, away you go. Halfway there, awesome work. Now this can be as hard as a sprint. If you want to work super hard here, really put the foot down for this last 20 seconds. Flick the ball, run. Flick the ball off, run. Put yourself on extension, here we go. Heart's on the run. We've got 5, 4, 3, 2, and one. Pop the ball down. Big deep breath. That is a solid workload here. Now you're back into your box sprints. Let's go. Make sure this momentum, or even if you're really sucking the air in at the moment, this is where fitness is gained. Keep pushing. You have 15 seconds left of this sprint. Come on. The quicker your arms go, the quicker your feet go. 10 seconds here. Let's go. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, this is your recovery. Skill flick backs. Pick the ball up, head across to the wall, and single leg and single arm ball flick backs. Seconds, we're going into our second last exercise. This is a single leg hop. 3, 2, 1. Okay, you're facing the wall with two hands, pass the ball up high. All you're doing is jumping up to catch it and landing on one foot. And I want you to balance that foot for 3 seconds. Now, it could be a bit wobbly, and that's okay. That's why we're doing this. Imagine if you're actually not doing a drill like this to strengthen your knee, and then you go and play. Why it's so important. So throw the ball up as high as you can, jump up to catch it, land on the other leg. Avoid the knee wobble, try and bend your knee and lower down so you're nice and controlled. You're activating those quad muscles and you're activating your glutes. Great job, we are halfway. Yeah, man. With this one, you're probably getting your breath back a bit. In 8 seconds, we're going to go into our speed. 3, 2, 1. Okay, popping the ball down straight into your box sprint. Let's go. Halfway. Great job. Two and 1. Great job. Well done. Pick up the ball, head across to the wall. You know the drill. Stand on one leg, flick the ball, single leg. You could even do a bit of around the world. Flick the ball on one hand, flick it across to the other side. You can freestyle this bit. I just want you to be getting your breath back while you're still controlling the ball. Three, two, one. Last exercise is our netball burpee or netball sprawls. You're facing the wall, throw the ball up high, catch the ball, you're going down into a push-up, which is going to be a bit tricky over a ball, and then legs go out, legs come back in and tucked under your body, and you spring back up. If you just want to do a sprawl, you keep straight arms and legs just go out and in. Great job, guys. When I'm doing this, I'm thinking about getting the ball as high as I can because it gives me great vertical jump practice. Get up, grab the ball in with two hands, and come down into that quick sprawl or burpee. So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up. Great job, guys. Last couple. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Awesome work. Okay, popping the ball down, you are straight into your box sprint. Let's go. Quick feet, quick feet. Let's go. Come on, let's drive. Five, four, three, two, and 1. Great job. All right, into your recovery passing. Pick up the ball, head across to the wall, and you're just going one foot, one hand, flicking the ball back. Great job. Now we are at the end of our workout today and the 14-minute mark, and this is what coaches would do to us. They always throw something in as a bit of a surprise. I remember a particular pre-season where we passed for an hour, and I'm talking an hour non-stop. So my last minute today, I'm going to get you to just do one strong hand shoulder passes right and left up against the wall for a minute, and I want them to be the strongest passes you've got. I want the ball to hit the wall and bounce back to you in 3, 2, 1. This is your final minute, and this is your final minute of passing power. Let's go. Halfway, visualize you're passing it to a person. Wrap that ball in with two hands. Next one is stepping onto the ball when you catch it from the wall. Fifteen more seconds. Three, two, one. Awesome job, guys. You have played a quarter of netball today. You've got a leg burn. You've got your skills up. And just think to yourself, imagine if you didn't do that. You wouldn't have that session under your belt ready to go into the season ahead. I'm really proud to work out with our NetFitters. Thank you for tuning in all over the world. And thank you for helping each other. I think it's really cool to see you guys commenting on each other's posts or sharing what you're doing. And we just want to thank you so much for that. Can't believe next week will be our final week. So make sure you tune in, and we are really grateful for your input and energy into NetFit. Take care and have a great week.